Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Service on your side for the first weekend of the new year. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, practicing as he did last year, will practice through this year and many years to come. Available at 888-553-7536 right here, right now, for the next 2 hours. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll be going through the new medical news, maybe the New Year's health resolutions and how to help you keep them. Because, in fact, Ken, most people who make the resolutions, we had a couple of polls this week at DougSteffen.com asking people about their resolutions and whether they're, you know, it's always about losing weight or stop smoking, it's exercise, it's that sort of thing. And yet by the time the third week of February rolls around, all the resolutions have gone up in smoke, poof, literally as well as figuratively, because people just don't keep them. So we'll do the usual good day health news, information about things you've studied this week, things that will affect people's lives. A lot of interesting news about cancer, the death rate, and what really causes cancer. And in all of these stories and all of the input that's come from the various parts of the cancer industry, and that's what it is, let's face it, it's an industry, I see lots of people being cured, lots of people who are the information about what to do if you have it. But I don't see any information about money that's being spent to cure it, because it makes too much money. That's you treating it, it's great, make a lot of money doing that, but where do you see anything in here about what's being done to short-circuit the cancer, the development of things that will keep you from getting cancer?
Can I slip in? And
I brought it up.
You know, I think there has been some evidence this year. The FDA announced that they have approved an 18-year high of new drugs. They approved 41 first-of-a-kind drugs in 2014. That's a huge number, including a record number of medicines for rare diseases, pushing the agency's annual tally of drug approval, Doug, to its highest level in 18 years. The record-setting number reflects the drug industry's ongoing shift toward specialty drugs for niche conditions, which often come with extra patent protections, streamlined approvals, and higher price tags. So there has been, looking at cancer, you know, just not using poisons, chemotherapy, but using immunotherapy, revving up the immune system so it selectively attacks these cancer foreign body cells. And this has been a great effort in biotech this year. So there really is a huge effort to try to fight cancer.
I'm not saying, I'm not making myself clear. In terms of fighting it, there's money to be made in fighting it. You mentioned drugs. A lot of money to be made in drugs. Teaching people how to eat. If you don't eat a lot of fats, cancer is, according to the stuff that was produced this week, a lot of it has to do with what you're saying. Yeah, the things that are that you can't control, and I get that. I think to a point there is a lot to be said for sometimes the luck of the draw, if you will.
Exactly, and when we get some time, we need to talk about that, because there's a fascinating study out in the medical journal Science, which is the Newsweek and reputable medical journal for everyone in medical science, looking at the whole theory of how cancer occurs. And this is going to change the way we think about this.
Well, go ahead and help yourself. Explain what you want. Explain away.
This was published this week in Science. Although about one-third of cancers can be linked to environmental factors or inherited genes, like what you were describing, this new research, Doug, suggests that the remaining two-thirds may be caused by random mutations. These mutations, the luck of the draw, as you were mentioning, take place when stem cells divide. Stem cells regenerate and replace cells that die off. If stem cells make random mistakes and mutate during this cell division,
vision, cancer can develop. The more of these mistakes that happen, the greater a person's risk that cells will grow out of control and develop into cancer. So the take-home message from this is not to go out and smoke and drink all you want and have a horrible diet, but it seems as though, and people will tell you about it, how some people will live a healthy life and not have this problem. Some people will not live a healthy life and have the problem. It's not as simple as just what, how you live, the environment, what you do, but there's also this very important randomness that occurs out of our control that affects how cells divide, and it's the luck of the draw for a lot of cancer. My take home from this is don't think that now you can go and just live an unhealthy life, because it's all important.
Well, it is important. Everything that you put into your body is important. How you expose yourself to various elements is important. We have different realities, and so but the bottom line is I don't see a lot of money going. I see a lot of money for drugs, a lot of money for treatment, but not a lot of money for prevention. That's what my point was. 888-553-7536. Ebola doctors are divided on the IV therapy that's being used. I don't know how much you know about the Ebola epidemic this past week. One of the things that I brought up, Ken, was the number of deaths. I think about 7,500 people have died of Ebola. Meanwhile, in the same period of time, 10 times that many people have died of malaria. And so the malaria, which is normally the biggest problem worldwide on the equator, has been basically, in Africa anyway, shelved to try to treat Ebola. And as a result of that, the number of malaria deaths are increasing wildly. And one, it's not the designer disease, so nobody's paying any attention to it, because malaria is always a problem.
Well, it is a problem, but there are some effective treatments if you have them for malaria. The problem with Ebola is, and in the current epidemic, we still aren't sure. What you're talking about is this theory that if we just hydrate people, if we just give them fluids, it may help. And that may be why we were able to be so much more successful to patients treated in our country. And this is a very important part of treatment.
Wow. 888-553-7536. Jim's in Salt Lake City. First up on, let's see, he was on deck, and now he's at home plate ready to take a swing with Dr. Ken.
Okay, let's hit a home run here.
All right, Jim. Yes, please.
Over the fence.
Yeah. On a recent colonoscopy, they discovered a dime-sized polyp, and they sent it to the lab, and it came back as cancerinoid.
Wait, Jim, carcinoid? Carcinoid.
Yes, it's not okay. Turned to cancer yet, but they are looking to do remove a couple inches of my lower colon to remove this.
Now, Jim, can you define that again? Because did you say carcinoid syndrome that they discovered? Because that's a little bit different.
Cancerinoid. It's cancerinoid, which is not yet turned into a form of cancer, but it is likely to become cancer if not removed or not remedied in some manner, this nickel-sized polyp.
So what's your question?
I am looking for non-surgical alternatives.
Well, I'm not gonna suggest one to you, Jim. You got to get rid. And the GI doctor said to just get this out.
Well, he said we could wait a period and see if there's something.
I wouldn't wait 5 minutes if it were me. I'd be in there on Monday. Where's the knife?
Why are you getting in their way, Jim?
Hello? He doesn't like our answer, he goes away.
I think he was talking about the carcinoid syndrome, which is, I think he had his terms confused. And this is a rare cancerous tumor called a carcinoid tumor. It secretes certain chemicals in your bloodstream. And I think that that's what he heard. So I would have him very politely go back to the doctor and have the doctor spell out his diagnosis, because I think that's what he was saying.
888-553.
If someone heard differently, please explain it to me.
888-553-7536. Bono, U2's lead singer, may never be able to play the guitar again. Remember, he was in a bike accident in New York City in November, and he fractured his eye socket, Ken. He fractured his hand. He broke his arm in six places. His shoulder blade was broken. He's unable to physically move around. Recovery, the doctors tell him, is going to be difficult. And he posted on his Facebook page, as I write this quote, "It's not clear that I'll ever be able to play again." One wonders, when somebody gets into an accident like this, I guess there's a certain amount of social commentary in this, because these bikes are very dangerous. Holding yourself up on two wheels and expecting you to have the same safety or balance as you do on four wheels is foolishness. It may be fun, it may be exhilarating, it may be exciting, but it is damn dangerous. And this is a perfect example. The fact that there's as much going on, I mean, this guy is very visible, so he's going to get the best treatment possible, but it may have, this joyride may have ended his career.
It's very sad.
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I saw a picture of him, his bone was sticking through his leather jacket. This was massive stuff, very seriously hurt, and so you wonder, I mean, he looks like a healthy guy, and that helps you do physical therapy, do all kinds of things. But there are dangerous things that people do, and not illnesses, but hospitalization and shortening one's life can come from these sorts of activities. I've never been a survivor. Remember, actually, it was only, I don't think I told you the story, going down the Mass Turnpike a couple of months ago, I was doing 70, 75 easy, and a guy on a motorcycle went by me, and it wasn't one of these, you know, really a hog guy that was our age that drives one of these things and, you know, they do it for fun and they don't go crazy. This was a young kid. I'll bet he was 23, 24 on one of those Suzukis. That kid had to have been going 110 miles an hour. He passed me like I was stopped. How in the name of heavens do you survive? You can't possibly, anything that happens at that speed or even half that speed, you can't survive. Life and death. Oof, man.
You know, you wonder why the judgment is not what it should be.
Yep. All right. Speaking of judgment, let's spend a minute helping you fix your face. You have worked through the Christmas and the holiday season. You got bags and puffiness under your eyes because you didn't get enough sleep. You want some results when it comes to getting rid of those bags, the lines of puffiness? Here's Ken.
Let's talk about some happy subjects here. How amazing was your Christmas gift this year? Because unless you got rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes, then please listen up. The Genucel Incredible Christmas Sale is extended so you can still get the gift you really want. Listen to Joanne from Connecticut. My husband looks 10 years younger using Genucel. He saw results the first day he used it. I have also had remarkable results. Can't be without it. Genucel by Chamonix is an easy choice. Genucel contains all natural ingredients for incredible results safely and quickly. It's as simple as that. In fact, with immediate effects, you'll see results like Joanne's in 12 hours or your money back. Forget that tired look. Call now to try Genucel risk-free with what I like. It's that money-back guarantee.
Have you seen pictures of Mario Cuomo, who passed away this past week, the effect, the Genucel effect? And I don't mean to make this crude, but he had bags and puffiness under his eyes. If he'd used Genucel, he might not have lived longer, but he would have looked better. Here's the way you get Genucel. That's how people remember this spot, Ken. 800-822-6145. Dial that number now and order Genucel. 800-822-6145. Ken explained it very well. Why would you want to not look your best? Fix the problem that's come from your burning the candle at both ends over the holidays. 800-822-6145 for Genucel. 800-822-6145.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Ken, come join us. Head to Toe Medicine. We'll give you evidence-based answers to all your healthcare questions. Along the way, bring you up to date on all the healthcare news in the medical journals. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N.
All right, so I mentioned Mario Cuomo, the former governor of New York, dying this past week. He had really serious heart disease. I like it, I found it interesting that everybody emphasized he died of natural causes. Heart disease is not natural. It's not natural to have a heart destroyed by any number of things. I don't know how much you've looked into this, whether somebody like that, it maybe makes for a worthwhile conversation looking into at 82 why somebody would have. A lot of people who have heart disease die a lot younger. You see people, I'm sure there are people that sadly pass away every week in your practice. Dr. Ken is a cardiologist at Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in Mondora, Florida. And you can go to his website, by the way, lakecardiology.com. Or if you'd like to visit the office, like I'm going to do in February, dial 352-735-1400 to get in the queue there. 352-735-1400. So how often do you see somebody that's younger or his age, Cuomo's age, that has serious heart disease? And he may look to be in shape, but looks are deceiving. I wasn't being facetious when I said look into his eyes or look around. His face was ragged and sort of worn out. He kind of looked worn out. Is that because of the way he lived? What do we know about this, and or people who have this kind of heart disease at this age, and what you can do to help them or not?
Well, they have kept the details of his health very, very close to the vest. You know, you think about it, you don't really know, other than that he had heart failure, you really don't know much about his medical history. He was an athletic guy. He actually played minor league baseball.
Yeah, no, he wasn't athletic. That's what I'm saying. He was in good shape. He looked to be, at least, in good shape.
But he lived a tough
tough, hard life. You know, he's a busy guy, always active, didn't live a boring life. But I have tried to find, and all that I can find out about it is that they say he had heart failure. Now, heart failure is a condition that occurs when the heart pumps inadequately to the needs of the body. Heart failure can be due to a lot of different problems. You can have a weak pump where the muscle is just not able to pump. You can have coronary disease, circulation problems to the heart, where it injures the heart. But have you recall that he's had heart attacks in the past?
Not that I can remember.
Exactly, exactly. No. He could have a valve problem where these internal one-way doors leak or obstructed. He probably had some problem with the muscle to his heart, and they just have kept this pretty quiet.
Well, you also wonder, and I mean this facetiously, if he could have benefited from something like Heart Factors Plus, but you don't know because you don't know what his blood pressure was. Can you tell by looking at someone? I find that I can tell by looking at someone, if their face is flushed, chances are they got high blood pressure. Would you agree with that?
Sometimes it's not the only cause for flushing, but people who have very high blood pressure often will flush, but it's not a guaranteed diagnosis.
No. Well, they also, if you are an alcoholic, your face can flush.
Your face can flush. You can have certain hormonal issues. You can have reactions to certain substances. There's a lot of reasons. Just people who feel a little embarrassed can flush.
Mm-hmm.
But there's many different reasons. And there are other reasons that we may want to not talk about on radio.
Well, we can attempt to touch on them. 888-553-7536. Back to your calls in a few moments. Back to the list of medical news this week, the most common New Year's health resolutions, how you can keep them, all in the purview of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on Good Day Health.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So what would happen if a TV producer came to you and said, you know what, you have been chosen for the $100,000 grand prize of my TV game show. Now, the only thing that you're going to have to do is study this book. And out of this book is going to come the questions that you are going to compete with other people on. And the champion will win $100,000. By the way, you've got a week to do it. Chances are many of us would take on that responsibility. We would take on that challenge. But if somebody came to us in life and said, hey, would you like to have a promotion? All the thing you have to do is to learn more, study harder, do it quickly, do it fast, because I have an opening for you right now. Many of us would say, I don't know if I want to do it. Well, if we're going to do it for a game show, why not do it for the show of life? Why not go ahead and not wait for a producer to come to us, but let's do it ourselves and produce our own show. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
I'm a mid-century architectural wonder, a house made entirely of glass. So you can imagine my fright when giant pieces of hail started falling from the sky. Did I mention I'm made entirely of glass? Everyone was running here, running there, trying to get out of the house, but what am I to do? I am the house.
Your house can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance. You could save even more when you combine your homeowners with an existing auto insurance policy. Call Geico, go to geico.com, or visit your local office.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional Constellation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is at your service and on your side. Send him an email, drken at drkenshow.com, or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. We get to some of the questions as we have time. Number of ways of you inputting here, and we have input as well. Lots of medical news, a lot of people suffering this, that, or the other thing, and you may learn from their circumstances. Let's see what we can learn by talking to Robert, who's in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Robert. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. Same to you.
What can we do for you?
The question is, I had a pacemaker put in 2010, and I had atrial fib, and I cannot take amiodarone. That's the drug they usually give you.
What is that drug, Ken?
Well, he's talking about trying to convert atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation, it's an abnormality in the electrical system, most common electrical rhythm abnormality. President Bush one had it. The top of the heart beats like a bag of worms, and then the bottom of the heart, therefore, can beat rather rapidly and irregularly. And first thing we try to do is slow down the bottom of the heart so you don't go into heart failure, and you can pump adequately to the needs of the body. And then the next thing we try to do is get your blood nice and thin so you don't have a stroke if you're at risk. Many people with atrial fibrillation are. We have a score that we can assess this by. And then we try to convert you either electrically and or with medication. And then we try to, if we do successfully convert you to regular rhythm, try to keep you in regular rhythm, which is quite sure. And that's what Robert's talking about, the medicines that we use to convert and suppress atrial fibrillation. Amiodarone is one, propafenone or Rhythmol, flecainide, ticosin, sotalol. These are all the choices, the grab bag that the cardiologists pick from to try to suppress atrial fibrillation. Sound familiar, Robert?
It sure does. When I took amarodin, it sort of caused, I think it was fluid in my lungs. And now he wants to put me on, I think he said, Ticosin. And I have to go in the hospital. I have to go in the hospital for 3 days.
Right. You need to be monitored because it can have an unpredictable effect and actually speed up your heart in a dangerous way. And if you're being watched on a monitor, they can act if this rare problem occurs. You don't want to start this any other way. And, yes, it's a nuisance. No one looks forward to it. But are you having symptoms from this?
Well, doctor, I feel fine. I play golf now and then, and I walk, and I can never feel that atrial fib.
Why do they then want to convert this if it's not bothering you?
Well, they say that I have atrial fib so many percent of the time while I'm.
You still have it even under their care with all the things they've done for you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're awaiting definitive treatment. He was unable to take the amiodarone, and they're trying to do drug testing and switch his drug to suppress this. That's what's going on right now.
That's true, and I've gone through all those tests that you said where I would really try to shock it back in and what have you. This has been going on.
Robert, are you on blood thinner, or are you on Coumadin, or one of the novel?
Yes, warfarin. Yes,
you're in warfarin, okay. And it sounds to me like you're not in regular rhythm, but your rate of the lower part of your heart's controlled, and this is not bothering you. We call this rate control versus rhythm control, and if you're feeling good with this, ask your doctor if it's really, I mean, I don't want to get in the way here. I'm just going to put out a question and ask your doctor if it's really necessary to do this. Is rate control with anticoagulation enough? That's the question that I would ask. Is rate control with anticoagulation enough treatment because I feel so good?
You got it? You got it, Robert?
Well, I've got that. Last time I was in to see my cardiologist, he said he was going to get together with somebody else, and they were going to come up with what I should take, and that's when they come up with that Ticosin or whatever it was.
Well, he must have talked to what we call an electrophysiologist. These are very specialized heart doctors. We call them the electricians. They deal with challenging rhythm electrical issues. And have you told your doctor that you feel fine?
Yes, I've told him that, but he said it's just not good for your to be in that atrial fib.
Well, it isn't good to have atrial fib. Do you take any magnesium?
Yes, we do, I'm sure. My wife's a retired nurse, and
Do you know whether or not you take magnesium?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right.
What you may want to do is, let me make a suggestion. Ask to have a consultation with the doctor that your cardiologist spoke to and got the drug recommendation to take a syndrome. Ask for a consultation with the electrophysiologist. Go see the electrophysiologist. Tell the electrophysiologist that you're feeling fine and ask, is it necessary to add the new additional drug, okay?
There's the fix, Robert. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Harry Reid suffered an exercise accident. Harry Reid used to be the guy in charge of the Senate. A lot of people have strong feelings about him one way or another. He fell and broke a lot of bones in his ribs and his face. So he was treated at the University Medical Center in Las Vegas. The essence of something like this is not life-threatening, but it is a warning to people who exercise. Again, back around to the most common New Year's health resolutions, exercising is a very important thing for all of us to do in the way that we best do it and in the way that will most effectively help us to stay healthy. I don't know what he was doing, whether it was a new routine or not.
Well, actually, the report is, you know, who knows what the facts are, but what they're reporting is that he was just a passive bystander, that the exercise equipment broke and he fell.
Uh-huh. So if that's the case, what is that? Under what circumstances? No danger. It's just one of those things that can happen when, if whether it's the machine itself that breaks or whether you are not using it appropriately.
I feel sorry for the manufacturer.
Right, yeah. Time for a suit.
If that's true, but you know, again, you know, you have to wonder, was he using it properly? Was it well lubricated? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions. And my advice, there's a lesson here. If you have not in the past been instructed how to use exercise equipment, make sure you start with somebody who knows their way around exercise equipment, or you can really hurt yourself. I've seen, this is such a common issue, what happened to Senator Harry Reid. People every day hurt themselves trying to exercise. Train, don't strain. You know, no pain, no gain. Once you're out of the 20s is not the right thing to do. You know, you want to train, don't strain, and you want to make sure that somebody who knows their way around the gym instructs you either at the gym or at home.
888-553-7536. Okay, with that in mind, let's talk about the 10 most common New Year's health resolutions and how to keep them, not how they don't get kept, because we all know, I was telling the story, I sort of started telling the story of what happens most normally. People, there's no secret as to why gym memberships are up usually 30-40% at this time of year, and you hear all these ads during the month of January.
Some great deals.
Oh, yeah. So spend $99. They know that after February 15th, most people who sign up in January are going to be gonzo. So how do you keep from becoming one of those statistics, Ken? What are the most common health...
Is the big man announcer around?
Yes, the... All right. So, Kaylee, Kara, do you have the big voice announcer? Ken wants to use the 10... Big, starting at number 10, let's go through the 10 most common New Year's health resolutions, and we'll talk about how you can keep them.
Number 10.
Drink less.
Number 9.
Volunteer.
Number 8.
Be less stressed.
Number 7.
Travel to new places.
Number 6.
Spend more time with family.
Number 5.
Get out of debt and save money.
Number 4.
Eat healthier and diet.
Number 3.
Learn something new.
Number 2.
Quit smoking.
Number 1.
As Doug said, lose weight and get fit.
All right, so those are the most common New Year's health-related resolutions. How many of you have them, either all of them or some of them or one of them on your list? And are you going to stick with it? Did you have the same resolution last year? And as I said, by the time the February vacation comes around, the school vacation, when a lot of people head to the South, you've lost whatever weight you want to. You look decent in a swimming suit. So, okay, we're done. Finished here. This is what Ken's point is, and mine and anybody else that knows anything about this stuff, is you got to be dedicated to it every day, every week, every month, all year long. Otherwise, it doesn't work. It doesn't help.
Let's talk about why so many people break them, because so commonly people make the resolutions, but most people do break them. I was thinking about this, and I'm sure you can add to this list, Doug. We probably overcommit. We make the wrong resolution. It's not defined well enough. We lack motivation and accountability. Letting others know about the resolution, I think, provides some support system. And accountability, which lowers the likelihood of dropping the resolution.
So if you resolve to do something, then do yourself a favor. Think about your future. Think about your health and well-being, as well as how your illness might affect people who are close to you, how your spouse might have to, if you're living a good, happy, healthy life, and for whatever reason you haven't taken care of yourself and you've been urged by your partner to do it, and then you sort of fall apart and you depend on your partner to help you through whatever the disease is, or even maybe for the rest of your life. How unfair is that? It's very selfish. People who don't take care of themselves are extremely selfish, because they're not thinking about anybody but themselves. And that really is extraordinarily selfish. It's unforgivable in some circumstances. You take away the life of the person you supposedly love because you don't care about yourself for whatever the reason. If that's the way it is, you ought to be by yourself.
Exactly. And instead of just lose weight and get fit, make it specific. Tell the world around you, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in the next 3 months.
Yeah.
I'm going to work out 3 to 4 times a week aerobically, 3 times a week with weights, and I'm going to make sure I learn how to use all of this equipment. And then maybe if you define it, but you have to be motivated to do this before you make the resolution.
So make up your mind as to why you're doing it first. That's what Ken's suggesting. 888-553-7536. Rosemary is in Northfield, New Jersey, with a good question. Go ahead, Rosemary. Happy New Year. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Thank you. I have psoriasis, and I have AFib. And I'm taking Coumadin, Betapace, and... I forgot the other
one. Are the two related, psoriasis and AFib? How are those related, Ken?
That's a good question.
This is what I'm asking. My one doctor said when I came in with the psoriasis, he said he thought it was drug-related. And I wanted to know if there's anything in any of these drugs that could be affecting and making me ill.
Well, there have been some reports of the association. Psoriasis is felt to be due to a chronic inflammatory disease.
Correct.
And chronic inflammation, we talk about this all the time, can just wear away at the electrical system of the heart. So there have been some reports of this association. But atrial fibrillation is so common. It's a common aspect. I mean, this politely, as one ages. And just because you have these two things connected, it does not necessarily cause an effect. But psoriasis has been reported to be associated with an increased
wow.
risk of atrial fibrillation and also of ischemic stroke. And this is, I've seen some references to this. In fact, there's one, there was a Danish study, the European Heart Journal, 2012 reports this, if you want the reference, Rosemary.
Okay, I think my question was more toward, excuse me, whether the Benicard, the Betapace, or the Coumadin has anything in it that could, in other words, I could use a different name for the same thing.
Well, the Benicar is for blood pressure. The Betapace, like we were talking just before, is used to suppress the atrial fibrillation, and Sotalol to keep you in regular rhythm.
Right.
It'll also slow the heart a bit. And then the Coumadin is to lower the risk of stroke, which the psoriasis plus the atrial fibrillation plus, and I mean this politely, your age, your sex, all increase your risk of having stroke plus your high blood pressure. So you have a significant risk of stroke, and if you can tolerate the Coumadin without falling without bleeding, then that's a good thing to be on.
Yeah, but I just wondered, you had mentioned other names other than Betapace or Betacar.
Well,
Well, my question is, how do I find out which of these, if any, might...
I have had access to a pretty thorough computer database to see if it's ever been reported, and, I can do the research, or you can ask your pharmacist where you get your medicine.
Okay.
They have the database. Has Betapace, have those three drugs ever had a report of psoriasis? But again, you know, we all like to blame our medicines for things, but it's worth to cover all the bases. I would just, do you have a pharmacist?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Ask your pharmacist to use the computer database if any of those drugs have ever been reported to cause psoriasis.
There you go, Rosemary. Yeah. Happy New Year. Good luck to you. 888-553-7536. A lot of conversation about heart malady, and one wonders whether any or all of these might have been mitigated somewhat by the most popular supplement that we've ever talked about with Dr. Ken. That would be Heart Factors Plus. He's a cardiologist and thinks this is really special stuff.
This is based on good research. It's based on Nobel Prize-winning research. It's been shown to be safe and effective in good studies. So listen up, ladies and gentlemen. You've heard me talking about how Heart Factors Plus has ingredients that boost nitric oxide levels, which can improve your cardiovascular health safely and naturally. Here's what John from Florida says. I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now and have never felt better. I recommend this product to all my friends. And the benefits just do not stop there. Heart Factors Plus cause, helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, keeps arteries clean, improves overall circulation, and for you guys out there, it can even improve your sexual function. Call now for your risk-free trial of Heart Factors Plus, and right now, get a free bottle and faster results than you've ever thought possible, or your money back, no questions asked.
800-621-6313 for this amazingly popular and very productive supplement, Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313. Again, 800-621-6313.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Now, 53 minutes after the hour, as you listen to Dr. Ken with Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program, 888-553-7536. Always a steady flow of people calling with questions. You want to join the queue, help yourself to 888-55 Dr. Ken. Updates on most of the medical news during the week, stories that you may not have heard anywhere else, ideas that hopefully prompt you to take better care of yourself. One of the things that Ken and I have been talking about with great success over the last year or so has been the application of plant stem cell technology for treating people with various maladies. Now, you may or may not think that having lost your hair is a problem or losing your hair is a problem. It can be for any number of reasons. First of all, you got to find out why you're losing it. Most of the people who lose their hair have lost it because of what they do themselves. That is the shampoos, the creams, the sprays, the gels you put on your hair. That stuff plugs up your pores. There are other people that have male pattern baldness and other things that may be considered diseases, Ken. But for the most part, if you use Provia that Ken's going to tell you about in just a second, most of you have a really good chance of getting your hair back. It's not complicated, pretty easy, and it won't take a lot of time.
Exactly. More good, proven, safe, and effective products that'll put a smile on your face. So listen up, guys and gals. If you have not ordered Provia from Chamonix yet, now is your best chance. The Provia Christmas and holiday season sale at Chamonix has been extended for a limited time only. Provia is an easy-to-use serum with clinical-grade botanical extracts to work against the three main causes of hair loss and thinning. People from all over the great country see the Provia difference. Diana from Cambridge, Massachusetts, states that my hair was getting thin, mainly around my part line, so I thought I would try it. It really made a difference so quickly, even my hairdresser noticed. I keep using it since it works so well, and it's safe for both men and women. Amazing. Even with colored and treated hair, Provia works for your money back.
All right, so let's get at it. Provia, last week, it's interesting, as I look at the number of people who respond to some of these stories that we tell about these products, what it is that gets people motivated. I think at this time of year, people want their hair because it'll be warmer. Warmer with your hair. It's been pretty doggone cold up in the Northeast where I am. So get Provia, if for no other reason, self-defense against, you know, all the heat. If you don't have a hat on or have some hair, all the heat in your body goes out through your head. That's correct, right, Ken? That's not an old wives' tale.
Exactly, and the neck.
So if you got a good head of hair, chances are you're going to be warmer. Try this out. 800-543-5817. Provia works or your money back, as Ken said. That's why he likes it. He wants the products he talked about on the air, talks about, to have a backstop so that you're protected. And that's what the story is with Provia. 800-543-5817. Order it now and get special treatment. Still, the holiday deal exists through this weekend. So act now and take care of the cleansing of the pores. Get the pores open so the follicles of hair under your scalp can start growing again. Get that little fuzz in a month or two, and before you know it, your hair is going to be the cause of conversation with some of your friends, because they'll say, well, what happened to your hair? What? How'd you get it back? Did you go to see a doctor? Nope. All you did was order Provia after listening to the doctor. 800-543-5817 for Provia and your hair. 800-543-5817. The doctor is Dr. Ken Kronhaus. The folks who are on, if you'll hold on for a couple of moments, because we have to pause for news and other information at the top of the hour from most of the stations that are carrying this show. This is the most listened to weekend show when it comes to medical information, news, and conversation. This is it. One of the quick observations I have, looking at resolutions, there are some people who told me, one person called the program, I think on Friday, and said they resolved to make their children's life safer. And the fellow was very, because he heard me over the past year or two talk a lot about football, how dangerous it is. He said he's not going to push his son to play football because he knows it's dangerous. That's a very practical way of looking at this very dangerous sport, Ken. Very dangerous.
It's a double-edged sword, and you have this college tournament, and I think there's never been more excitement about it. It's
Florida State and
Oregon. Ohio State, and, yeah. And it just captured the imagination of the country. It's a very difficult thing.
It is, because you see all of this stuff and the excitement that it's going for, but it's devastating. It can be really devastating to your life. If you start playing when you're younger, your spine's not developed, all the things that are important to your health and well-being as you go through the
They made me play baseball. They wouldn't let me play football.
No, I played baseball. I would never play.
I was glad.
I took my son out of it after he had a couple of concussions.
But I understand the addiction.
Yeah. All right, food for thought. Another hour with Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Dial us up at 888-55-DRKEN, 800-553-7536.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.